At 7:06, this is Morning Edition. I'm Elaine Baumgartel with KUNM News. The state Senate has passed a bill expanding the definition of stalking to include the use of a computer or text messaging device. Supporters say the change in the law is necessary because stalkers are finding new ways to harass and threaten victims. Santa Fe Democratic Senator Peter Wirth is the bill's sponsor.
According to a 2005 statewide victimization survey, stalking here in New Mexico occurs at a rate of 12 per 1,000 persons. In 2006, only 48% of these stalking incidents were reported to law enforcement, and of those reports, only 5.5% resulted in arrest. Of those arrested, only half were convicted.
The measure also removes a requirement currently in New Mexico law in which the state has to prove the stalker intended to create fear in the victim. The change would mean the state would only need to show the stalker intended to engage in the stalking behavior itself. The cyberstalking bill passed the Senate 37-0 and now heads to the House. A planned commercial and residential development in South Albuquerque has postponed plans to start building housing due to tight credit markets and the city's soft housing market. Mesa del Sol had hoped to break ground on building housing for the first-time homebuyers this year. Mesa del Sol spokeswoman Ann Monson says 9 of the company's 18 employees will lose their jobs over the next several months. Monson says the layoffs and housing delay were caused by the economic downturn nationwide. She said local builders are concerned about being able to obtain credit and to sell homes. She says the nearly 13,000-acre planned development will go ahead with its commercial projects. A proposal to increase taxes to provide extra money for public schools has stalled in a House committee. The bill was tabled by the Appropriations and Finance Committee yesterday after supporters couldn't muster enough votes to move it to the House floor for consideration. The measure would have increased the state's gross receipts tax by 0.5 cents, up from the current 5% statewide, on goods and services before local levies are included. It also would have raised the top rate of the personal income tax to 6% from 4.9%. Educational groups support the bill as a way to raise an estimated $360 million next year to pay for implementing an overhaul of the state's school funding formula. State Investment Officer Gary Bland is firing back at whistleblower Frank Foy. Bland filed a response in court this week to Foy's lawsuit, which alleges Bland improperly steered $50 million in worthless investments to an investment firm because of political considerations. Bland called the lawsuit, quote, a cynical attempt to make money out of the near collapse of worldwide financial markets, unquote. Foy claims the State Educational Retirement Board and State Investment Council invested in flawed collateralized debt obligations through Chicago-based Vanderbilt Capital Advisors and Vanderbilt Financial. Foy is a former investment officer for the Educational Retirement Board. It's 49 degrees in Espanola, 36 in Farmington, 46 degrees in Santa Fe, 38 in Albuquerque. Cloudy skies and windy conditions expected to continue today and into tomorrow with sustained winds 25 to 35 miles an hour and gusts to 55 miles an hour. Highs will be in the mid to upper 50s in the northern mountains and highlands. Into the mid-60s to mid-70s in the Rio Grande Valley, there's a chance of thunderstorms developing tonight and into tomorrow, especially in the upper River Valley and highlands. You're listening to Morning Edition on KUNM, New Mexico's community-powered public radio, 89.9, and on the web at KUNM.org.